Absolutely gutted and had a horrific effect on me. Indeed, horrific. In the run-up to Christmas, six civilian people in George Square in Glasgow, three of them from the same family, were unaccountably, inexplicably mown down by a council refuse truck. Many others were injured. And this coming exactly to almost to the day, a year after a helicopter came down on top, a police helicopter came down on top of a Glasgow pub. Very, very sad and tragic indeed. Do we have some more on the comment wall? Let's take more. We do want to encourage tweets. Munich says the disappearance of the Malaysian flight is unbelievable. It is. I mean, do you recall just how close we repeatedly were told we were to finding that airliner? Why was it never found? No trace. What about black box recorders? I was brought up to believe that these black box recorders were indestructible, that nothing could ever damage them or make them unobtainable. Where is the black box? That's what I'm asking. Nawab says, al-Baghdadi, ISIS leader, was trained in Israel. He is a Jew. ISIS was created to make greater Israel. That's why ISIS will not attack Israel. Its main aim is to spread disruption and break Middle East states, including Syria. You're either a fool or a knave. Either way, I'm not going to demean myself by dealing with the ludicrous point that you made. You need to understand something. There are plenty, plenty of Muslims all over the world, fanatic, takfiri, sectarian Muslims who are ready to do the kind of things that ISIL are doing. They're trying to do them right now here in our own country and in many other countries. There is a sickness in the Ummah that has to be extirpated before it destroys us all. And to imagine for a moment that these crimes that are being committed in Iraq and in Syria by people that were living amongst us until a few months ago, teenagers, people working in shops, restaurants, studying at our universities and colleges, that they're Jews? What kind of sickness do you have, man? Do you think we're going to solve this problem by living in denial in this way? There's too much denial in the Muslim Ummah. We have to go to the heart of the matter. Saudi Arabia is the heart of this matter. It's the suppurating sore at the heart of this matter, spreading its tentacles, its billions, and its madness around the Muslim world. And by the way, it is sapping the morale of the allies of the Muslims who have stood side by side with the Muslims through all this terrible period, especially since 9/11. People just cannot understand how it's possible that Islam can be so perfect, yet so many Muslims so very far from perfect. Let's go to the phone lines. Robert is in Scotland, the young genius from Aberdeenshire. Robert, go ahead, sir.
Merry Christmas, George.
And to you, son.
Well, I'm sure you'll know what affected me most this year, and that was the Scottish independence referendum.
Ah, yes.
Now, I think this is probably one of the only times me and you will disagree on an issue, George. I was a very vocal and a very active supporter of the Yes campaign. I leafleted, I campaigned, and I attended rallies. Not because I'm some crazed Anglophobe racist nationalist, but because I believe that I, along with every other person my age in Scotland, I believe that we would have a better future under an independent Scotland. Sadly, it didn't come to pass this year, but the entire landscape of UK politics has been forever changed as a result. The Scottish Labour Party is collapsing, and it will completely dissipate unless they go back to the old values of Labour that they used to have before Tony Blair. Party member after party member are leaving the Labour Party to join the SNP, the Greens and the SSP, and David Cameron is in a huge dilemma. He's got two choices in this matter. He can give Scotland the powers that he promised within the next 4 months or so, which would lead to more and more areas of the UK calling for greater autonomy, and a very substantial number of ministers would defect to UKIP, seeing as how most Conservative ministers don't want Scotland to get any autonomy whatsoever. The second option is the one that I think David Cameron is opting for at the moment. It's just to ignore it and hope it goes away. He gets to keep the country and his cabinet calm for the moment, but soon the call for independence will come again, stronger than ever, and I don't think Cameron wants that to happen either. I know several people that were diehard no supporters and were overjoyed with the result of the referendum, but now, because no promises that were made have been lived up to, most of them now say that if there was a referendum tomorrow, they would vote yes. The referendum has affected me most because obviously it was my future that was being decided on, and also, in my opinion, it's because it's what got me into politics in the first place when I was 11 years of age. It jolted the Scottish people into becoming interested in politics again, which, you know, is good because the less privately schooled rich boys in government, the better. And I'm sure you'd agree with me on that, George.
I can't tell you how sad I am to hear that. I don't have, sadly, the time or the permission to turn the last 6 minutes of the show into a debate on separatism, on breaking up established countries, which always leads to disaster, in my opinion. I don't accept for 1 minute the central premise of your call, that the promises that were made were not implemented. In fact, the promises that were made have been implemented, are right now being implemented. And the various commissions, the earlier Calman Commission and this new one, are delivering fantastic, powerful new roles for the Scottish Parliament. I hope that you stand for that Scottish Parliament when you're able. And I hope that you are elected to it. I hope, because I supported Home Rule for Scotland all of my life, that the Scottish Parliament is a powerful and good one. But I don't support the breakup of this small island. I didn't support the breakup of Yugoslavia, of Czechoslovakia. I didn't support the breakup of Russia, of the USSR, of Turkey, of Cyprus. I didn't support the breakup of Palestine. I don't support the breakup of established countries. Not in Spain, not in Italy, and not in Belgium, where we have separatists trying to make tiny Belgium two countries because the Protestant majority in Belgium doesn't want to live with the Catholic minority in Belgium. I have no time for any of that. This is an era where people need to come together as a countervailing force to the massive power of multinational corporate power. Not make themselves smaller and smaller and smaller. And you don't get much smaller than 5 million. And that's what your independent Scotland would be. So I'm very glad that the independence referendum resulted exactly to the point, percentage point, as I predicted 4 days before on the BBC that it would. And I believe that it would again. Nana is in London. Nana, welcome to the show. You are the last caller.
Okay. Good evening, George.
Good evening.
I want to wish you all the blessings from God to you and to all the team of Press TV.
Thank you so much.
It's moving and shaking everywhere. Too many shocking horrors on a daily basis. Where to start, where to go. But this year was the year that more than any time in the last 70 years past, the world has been able to see through the blood-soaked masquerades and lies, thanks to the internet, thanks to the one committed to the truth, thanks to you, George, thanks to Press TV, and to the few other channels working hard and risking their lives for the the lives of even their precious and brave journalists working for the truth. So may God protect you all.
And we lost one of those, Nana. We lost our dear sister, Shireen, who was murdered inexplicably. We haven't yet got the full facts, but she was threatened and then murdered in the course of her duty for Press TV over the course of the year. Go ahead, Nana.
More than ever before, we watched unqualified leaders pushing the world to its destruction and pushing it to its perdition, and very few wise leaders stopping them, thanks God, and making their weird decisions stopped and breaking them. We've reached the top of level of political madness, George. It was the year where Israel has lost all credibility, so that's at least good news, and has made itself seen for what exactly it is really, the fierce arm of the Zionist organization in the Middle East, spreading destruction and death in the region and unleashing a Gog and Magog-like army with fake Muslims coming from all over the world, destroying everything on their way to war against all humanity. They are sent to make a bad publicity for the concept of Khilafah. So when the real Khalifa who deserves to be trusted emerges, nobody will take him seriously. A bloody year, George, made by
the
Zionists.
Nana, and that was a pretty good summary of it. As you say, there was some good news. The Palestinian solidarity movement in the world has never been stronger. And victory after victory is being won on the civic society level by the Palestinian forces. The Cuban government, the Iranian government, and the Russian government stood up to imperial power and, I believe, will prevail. Next week, we'll ask what's going to happen in 2015. God willing, join us then next week. Until then.
Just comment your name and the phone number. And just make sure that your telephone is 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-